Hello and welcome to The Loudspeaker, your definitive guide on how to scale your startup.
This first tip for every fintech startup is,
what are the media and press saying about us? How are we being perceived by these people?
PR stunts are any activities that allow you to engage with the audience.
I don't agree with the fact that all publicity is good publicity.
Here is where we talk to communications professionals from all around the world to let you know what are the best practices and cool ideas that you can implement for your startups. Tell our listeners who you are, what Prometeo does, and your role there, please, Ximena.
So my name is Ximena Alemán. I am co-founder and CEO of Prometeo. Prometeo is basically PLAD for LATAM. So we are the largest open banking platform in Latin America, providing API access to 32 financial institutions in 9 countries of Latin America.
Awesome, excellent. And thank you for joining me today, because I really want to have a better understanding of how this cashless society that we're potentially moving towards is going to work. And I think you're a great expert to have on here for this. And I would love to know, first of all, I know there are many famous online e-commerce websites such as Amazon and eBay, and they've been around for over 25 years now. Could you give us a brief history of how online payments have evolved in this time?
Okay, so I think that it's been a wild ride because online payments have changed a lot since at the beginning. You know, in 1994, Amazon started to operate. And of course, that's a huge milestone. But I think that there are two trends that have shifted the development of payments in internet. And if I had to point that out, it would be, of course, mobile. And going mobile, that has been really, really crazy and has shifted consumer behavior. So that made like, for instance, Visa, MasterCard had to change their offering, change their products to adapt to this new trend. And I think that the same thing has happened with social networks. So the combination of mobile, the combination of internet, and then the combination of social network is what gets us to the point where we are right now, you know, like with WhatsApp providing like payment infrastructure. And not to mention Alibaba in Asia and what they have done. Being here in Latin America, Prometeo's headquarters are in Uruguay, in Montevideo, and I am from Uruguay, that's down South America. That implies having a completely different perspective on adoption of online and digital payments, because in Latin America the landscape is different, because we have a massive underbanked and underserved population, and for digital payments there's still a lot to do in terms of infrastructure. That's actually what we are tackling with Prometeo. But I think that here we are still a couple of years behind. So in terms of adoption and progression of these kinds of trends in e-commerce, we have to, we have still a lot to do, you know. So I think that we will see a major shift in the next couple of years. It's impressive what this combination, you know, internet, mobile, and social network, what they have done, of course, across the globe. But here, especially in Latin America, fintech adoption has risen. So this evolution of the fintech trend, which implies a major opportunity in LATAM addressing this major underserved market, I think that that's a big promise in LATAM. And I think that payments, it's the next frontier, you know? It's what many fintech companies are addressing as a problem in Latin America.
Yeah, I definitely noticed that as a cultural difference. Obviously, I'm from the UK, but I live here in Colombia. And I've noticed that when I was, I suppose, when I came here, the fact that there is a difference, a disparity between the simplicity and the common use of ordering stuff online. Back in the UK, most people do the majority of their shopping online whenever they buy something or anything, rather. And here it's still very much in person, but I'm definitely witnessing a shift. I have a lot of friends and I see a lot of people ordering more online. And one thing that I have to say that has become very commonplace here, which I didn't see so much in the UK, maybe I just wasn't very vigilant to it, but is purchasing off Instagram. Instagram shops and stores seem to be very popular here. And yeah, I've definitely seen that a lot as an option.
Yeah, it's Instagram penetration has been huge in LATAM, and I think that what's impressive is the short period of time in which this has happened. You know, it's like a great growth in a really short period of time. I think that of course the pandemic has helped a lot, and has pushed adoption and consumer behavior towards social networks. But I think that it's also the lack of other infrastructure, you know? And that's because, of course, that banks have lower penetration than in other regions like Europe or the US. And that also like modifies the adoption of credit card and debit card adoption. So you have lower rates of credit card and debit card, especially with small and medium businesses, you know, which are the ones that have the major headache in terms of how to evolve from physical payments and cash, a cash-based business, to a digital payment and e-commerce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny that you should say that Instagram has kind of skyrocketed the sales on there as a result of the pandemic, because I actually bought my masks on there. I don't think I've ever bought anything on Instagram before, but I knew we were going to be in this pandemic for a while, or at least masks would be necessary for a while. So I thought I'd get some nice ones, and I got them from Instagram. So I suppose that's kind of ironic. If you're interested in seeing how Publicize can grow your startup, sign up for a free PR assessment on our website. And for a limited time only, exclusively for the Loudspeaker listeners, you can receive an SEO assessment as part of your package for any tier of service at no extra charge with this special promotion. To find out more, visit publicize.co/lspromo. And since the start of the pandemic, have we seen, or you seen, a change in the way that customers pay or want to pay for products?
Yes, of course. And this has been like major. Many countries that had like lower rates of online shopping and digital payments, for instance, Peru, you know, consumers there have shifted impressively towards digital payments and e-commerce. I think that it's really interesting because what has happened is that in many countries that have uneven geographies, you know, like in Peru, for instance, that you have the coast and you also have jungle and you have the mountains and you have, of course, big cities like Lima. The thing is that digital payments penetration is difficult, because you have different customer segments and they have different needs. And the paradox here is that it's easier to provide digital payments and a cashless environment, of course in cities, but cities were perhaps less affected by the pandemic than rural regions, you know, like in the jungle or the mountains, when healthcare is more difficult. So I think that it's still a huge challenge to provide this kind of infrastructure, not just in cities, but all across the country, and try to get this massive population to towards the this ecosystem, you know, of financial inclusion. And that's something that I think that I can dare to say that 80% of the fintechs in LATAM are trying to include or bring a new financial product to a customer segment that is underserved.
Okay, and in your opinion, are there examples of companies that are setting the trend when it comes to offering vast methods of payment? Perhaps even examples of companies that have helped in rural areas or have done a good job to maybe focus outside of cities. I know that's a point that you just made. I'd be interested to know if you've seen anything like that.
Okay. I think that in terms of payments, perhaps it's harder to mention. I think that there are many companies that are tackling the issue of financial infrastructure across LATAM. And of course that you have Arcus, and you have also Swap in Brazil. You have, well, I think that those are perhaps like the most, or the ones that come into my mind, of course, after Prometeo. but I would say that for consumer-faced purposes, of course, that you have a Clip in Mexico that has done a great job, and Rappi, which is immense. They are providing great payment infrastructure in Mexico with Rappi Pay. And I think that many, perhaps, of the fintechs that are addressing this geographical thing that I was mentioning aren't focused on payments, but on lending, which is also a huge headache across LATAM. So I'm a big fan of what Afiore has done in Colombia, providing also a lot of financial education, which is also a headache in LATAM. And I'm also a big fan of what Maria Laura Cuya is doing in Innova Funding, like providing factoring in Peru for rural areas. And they have like a great system of financial education. But of course, that's not payments. I think that challengers are doing a great job all across Latin America, trying to provide a financial inclusion. And yes, that will be some sort of payments. And you have like, for instance, in Uruguay, we have a challenger bank, which is called Prex, and they are scaling to Peru. So that's, I think that's great news for the ecosystem. But also in Mexico, you have a lot of challenger banks that are addressing like this totally underserved population, you know, which Mexico is an exceptional market to do this. So I think that there are many companies that are setting the trend into provide access to better financial services. And I think it's not just about payments, but it's just more about creating an ecosystem in which payments have to be better, and the infrastructure in terms of payments has to be better. I think that as long as we keep including people in the financial services, it's like we are pushing the ecosystem further. By pushing the ecosystem further, it's just a matter of time to have better payment systems. I think that, for instance, what's happening in Brazil, is a massive revolution, like the launching of PIX, which is direct payments in Brazil, is amazing. And I think in terms of regulation, it also helps because it sets a path for other regulators across LATAM, you know? Mm-hmm. And that regulation, it's quite different to the regulation that other countries have. So I think that in terms of payments, perhaps it's not just a company, but it's just a whole country that's setting the trend.
Good for them. I also want to dedicate some time to this last question because it's something that I'm quite passionate about. So finally, do you think that companies should accept Bitcoin as a method of payment?
I think that if Elon Musk is doing it, we should all do it. That's a joke. That's just a joke. I'm not a Bitcoin or crypto specialist. It's not my thing. Like, my thing is open banking. But I'm a big fan and a big enthusiast of a distributed technologies, and I think that everything related with blockchain, it's amazing. And I think that, I don't know if it's Bitcoin, I don't know if it's another cryptocurrency, but I think that definitely the world is moving towards that. So I think that there's still a big gap into what we fintech enthusiasts understand and what the general public understand. So I think that there's a lot of education to do to get this as a common thing, you know, as a massive thing. But I think that the world is going there. And I think that it's a good place to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting future for sure. I'm looking forward to it. Now, those are my questions for now. And if people do want to find out more about Prometeo or yourself, is there social media or a website you can send them to?
Yes, of course. Prometeoapi.com. That's our website. And then, of course, my Twitter account, Sime Aleman, and my LinkedIn.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining me today, Zimena.
Thanks, Samuel, for inviting me. It was a pleasure chatting with you.